Boker Tov Rabotai, it is Ches Iyar and the 23rd day of the Omer. We are continuing the Mishnah Yomi with the second Perek of Shviis. Yesterday in our discussion of doing agricultural activities, Erev Shviis and Motzei Shviis, we mentioned that one could start working in a normal way the trees after Shviis, even though there's still figs on that tree from Shviis. So now Mishnah Zion is going to talk about a critical concept of when does fruit belong to that year. So for example, if you're picking a fruit on the Shviis year, does that mean it's Shviis fruit? What if that fruit actually blossomed and budded the year before? It would actually belong to the year before. Though there is one fruit, Rabosai, that is an exception to the rule. It's mentioned on Rosh Hashanah 15, that there is a fruit that we treat like a vegetable, and by vegetables we go after the year that they are picked. So even if a vegetable started growing in the sixth year, if you pick it in the seventh year, it's Shviis. By grains and olives, we go after shlish, after one third of their growth. So if it had grown already, ripened to one third in the year before Shviis, then even if you're taking it on Shviis, and we'll discuss later in the Mishnayos, that yes, you could take things, and commonly things were hefker on Shviis, then even though you're cutting it, bringing it home on Shviis, it grew a shlish, Erev Shviis, so it's Erev Shviis produce. But Mishneh Zayin explains there are some exceptions to this rule. Ha-orez, rice, v'dohan, millet, ha-pragin, poppy seeds, v'shumshmin, and sesame, famous for Sesame Street, Rachov Shumshum. Shrishu, if they rooted lifnei Rosh Hashanah, mit aisrin l'sha'avar, you take miser for the year before, mutarin b'shviis, and they're mutar in the sense they don't have kedusha shviis. So what's going on with the miser is that there is actually a cycle to misers. The first, second, fourth, and fifth year, they are regular miser. So the miser sheni, a man would take to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, or redeem it, bring the money, and buy food in Yerushalayim. The third and sixth year, it goes to miser ani. And the seventh year, there's no miser at all. It's putter from miser because it's shvit, and it's like hefker, we're going to see later on. So these particular crops, if they took root, is what is the cutoff point. So if they took root before Rosh Hashanah in the sixth year, they are sixth year produce. They get miser ani, and they're not subject to shvit sanctity. Im lav, if they had not rooted yet, asurim b'shvis. And again, asur doesn't necessarily mean they're asur to eat. It means that they're going to be made hefker. There's going to be a zman of beer. We're going to see later mit aisur neshana haba. And the miser is going to be with the next year, meaning even though there's no miser on the seventh year itself, but if something was planted at the end of the third year, they put it in the ground at the end of the third year, but it wasn't really mashrish, didn't take root until after Rosh Hashanah in the fourth year, so it's produce of the fourth year, and it would be miser sheni and not miser ani. So you really have to know what the cutoff point is. And again, there's different cutoffs for olives and grains and for vegetables. And for fruits, we go after what's called chanata, the blossoming, though there's one exception. If you know it, then hit me up. And but here, these rice, etc., these have a different cutoff, the hashrusha. Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Omer Pula Mitzri, Shizara Lezer Batchila, Kiyotzi Behen. He says the Egyptian bean, which is, you know, some sort of legume, some sort of green bean-like thing, if you planted it to get the seeds, not necessarily to eat the beans, but to get the beans to plant more bean plants, that goes after hashrasha, like the rice, millet, etc. Rishimun Amer, afunim ha-gamlunim, the large afuna. Afuna in modern Ivrit is the chickpea, but these are big beans. Kiyotzi behen, that's also has the same din. Rabbi Elazar Amer, afunim ha-gamlunim, these large beans, mishetirmelu lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If they had a Tirmol is Lashon Carmel. We know Carmel is in the Psukim, but Omer, they had this pod or this membrane around the bean itself. So by Omer we say Carmel, it's like soft and male, you know, it's like ripe. But here this Tirmolu is a related word. It means like they sort of have this pod around the bean before Rosh Hashanah. That would be the cutoff point, according to Elazar. Shkoyach Rabozai.